This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The Taliban say they have captured another provincial capital, Shibirgan, in the north of the country, but Afghan government officials say the insurgents control only part of the city. The French news agency quoted an Interior Ministry spokesperson as saying the Taliban controlled parts of the city, but pledging that security forces backed by reinforcement and the uprising forces will once again clear the city from the terrorists. News reports say the Afghan government has called for U.S. heavy bombers to strike Taliban targets in the city. On Friday, the insurgents captured another regional capital, Zaranj, in Nimroz province. The Taliban have taken control of vast tracts of rural Afghanistan since early May, when they launched a series of offensives to coincide with the start of the final withdrawal of foreign troops. Afghan government forces largely abandoned the countryside to the insurgents, but are now scrambling to defend a string of cities. The U.S. Senate has taken a significant step toward passing a $1 trillion infrastructure package. We get more from AP's Ben Thomas.
The yeas are 67. The nays are 27.
It was an important vote, but a procedural one.
The motion is agreed to.
Senator Tom Carper put it in perspective.
While we're grateful to everybody who voted for cloture, it is not the end. But it takes us a step closer.
The $1 trillion package would provide an injection of federal money for a range of public works programs, from roads and bridges to broadband internet access, drinking water, and more.
This is a compromise product.
Before casting a yes vote to proceed, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell offered this.
What our early statesmen called internal improvement is a core government responsibility.
More votes will be needed before final Senate passage. Ben Thomas, Washington.
This is VOA News. The leader of the militant Hezbollah group said Saturday his group would retaliate against any future Israeli airstrikes on Lebanon one day after his supporters fired a barrage of rockets toward Israel. Hassan Nasrallah said it would be wrong to assume Hezbollah would be constrained by internal divisions in Lebanon or the country's harsh economic crisis. Nasrallah's comments came one day after his group fired rockets toward Israel, calling it retaliation for Israeli airstrikes on southern Lebanon a day earlier. Thursday's airstrikes, the first in years, were in response to mysterious rockets that were fired from Lebanon toward Israel on Wednesday. Thousands of people marched in Paris on Saturday for the fourth week of protests against COVID-19 vaccine requirements in what opponents see as restrictions on personal freedom. The demonstrations across France came 2 days after the country's Constitutional Council upheld most provisions of a new law that expands the places where health passes are required to enter. Starting Monday, the passes will be needed to access cafes, restaurants, long-distance travel, and in some cases, hospitals. It was already in place for cultural and recreational venues, including cinemas, concert halls, and theme parks, with a capacity of more than 50 people. Polls show that most people in France support the health passes, which are issued to individuals either vaccinated against the virus, who can prove they recovered from COVID-19, or have negative results from a recent test. Dennis D.T. Thomas, a founding member of the long-running soul funk band Kool & the Gang, known for such hits as Celebration and Get Down on It, has died. He was 70. Thomas died peacefully in his sleep Saturday in New Jersey, where he was a resident of Montclair, according to a statement from his representative. Thomas was the alto sax player, flautist, and percussionist for the band. He also served as master of ceremonies for Kool & the Gang's shows. His last appearance with the group was July 4th at the Hollywood Bowl in Los Angeles. Born February 9, 1951 in Orlando, Florida, Thomas was known for his prologue to the band's 1971 hit, Who's Gonna Take the Weight? He was also known for his hip clothes and hats and was the group's wardrobe stylist. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.